You're listening to 90.3 KFAI FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, online and archived at kfai.org.
A, B, C, D, E.
Oh boy, when you're cooped up with the kids all day, it's great to know there's a radio station, KFAI, don't you know, who cares enough to pre-record the following for broadcast at this time.
It looks like it comes down to that age-old decision. Style. Mm. Or substance.
Mm. I'm 28 years old, and the only thing I'm good at is being gay.
That's not true.
It is true.
Best damn tapper. The most smartest.
Most smartest?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. You're real educated, Mike. Most smartest. Get a picture of that. Most smartest.
Most smartest.
Come on. Do you know what I hate doing most after a party?
Trying to find your underwear in the big pile?
I've known you for 27 years, and all I can say is, if God was giving out sexually transmitted diseases to people as a punishment for sinning, then you would be at the free clinic all the time.
Amen, girlfriend.
Benji, there isn't a straight man in America who doesn't refer to anyone but his girlfriend as girlfriend.
I know, but I was so butch when I said it.
I'm the Latino Marilyn Monroe. I got more legs than a bucket of chicken.
I'm gonna never have kids.
Well, God love you for thinking I still could.
Derek's nearly 5 years younger than I am.
In what, Blanche? Dog years?
My sister caught that baton, and 12,000 people jumped to their feet for 16 and one half minutes of uninterrupted thunderous ovation as flames illuminated her tear-stained face. And that, Marjorie, just so you will know, and your children will someday know, is the night the lights went out in Georgia.
Look, I'm sorry about the way the Civil War turned out.
You are a good person. Good things happen to good people.
Yeah.
No, it's pure bullshit, sweetie. You're lucky as hell, so you might as well enjoy it.
What was your first impression of me? I thought you wore too much makeup and were a slut. I was wrong. You don't wear too much makeup.
Oh, God, you got that on the first try. Come here. Oh, you are cute.
Dumb, gorgeous people should not be allowed to use literature when competing in the pickup pool. It's like bald people wearing hats.
I got some.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you one thing. Peter never would have pulled a shenanigan like that.
Well, you know what, Dad? You know what? Peter's gay. Gay!
Keep it gay. Keep it gay. Keep it gay.
You are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at KFAI.org. Non-commercial, community-powered radio. Welcome to Fresh Fruit, the nation's longest-running weekly queer radio show. I'm your co-host, Alfred Walking Bull, here with Malcolm Lee.
Hello, hello, hello.
And Comrade Tom.
Good morning, everyone.
It is morning for you, isn't it?
It's been several days. Let's put it that way.
Do you want to share with people why or
jump the line? Would you like to share?
I mean, you shared this.
I feel like you have the most interesting update. Yeah.
Wow.
Right.
I think mine is pretty interesting, but yours.
I mean, it's
topical.
You know, when the Cyclops gets you twice. Yeah, I'm pretty sure because I eat the Taylor Farms salad kits.
Uh-huh.
Oh. For those who don't know, there's an outbreak of the parasite Cyclospora, which I call Cyclops.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They say it's linked to iceberg lettuce, but I eat Taylor Farms, and you know, lettuce is lettuce. It's linked to lettuce from Taylor Farms, and I eat the salad kits, and so, you know, contamination. And I had the same poopy experience 4 months ago,
mm-hmm.
where I had to stay home to be married to my toilet.
I
remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're in a long-term committed relationship.
I am. My toilet loves me, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? It's good to have that type of relationship with your toilet. You know. Mm-hmm.
Get your greens local. don't rely on out-of-country greens.
Now you know why my people were not vegetarians.
Also, cooked vegetables is fine too. You know, because then it dies.
Right.
It dies after it reaches the temperature of 150 degrees, something like that.
Does it?
That's what it says. That's what the CDC is saying, which is surprising. The CDC is telling us anything. Honestly.
Who cooks lettuce? Nobody cooks lettuce.
Nasty people.
I was about to say. No, if you cook lettuce, I mean. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I've been having a gut-wrenching time. Let's put it that way. And not the good kind. Not the, like, I just watched Obsession kind.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
Okay.
Anyway.
Which I need to watch on Peacock. I think it's on Peacock now.
It is. It's so good.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to, like, crunch your solar plexus.
Wow.
It's going to rend your soul.
I am so looking forward to that.
It's good. It's good because it's just, like, so relatable.
Oh.
My.
Great.
Not the obsession part, but the control manipulation part.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 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 For you. Yeah.
A lot.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. Other than pooping myself.
Okay.
Okay.
Class is going strong. I have class this weekend.
So you don't poop in class. Make sure you don't.
Hopefully I don't. Okay. But they are 3 hours, and my cycle is at every hour and a half.
Ooh.
Have you been timing it?
No, but it feels like it.
Oh, it feels like it.
You know, I've been timing it based on the episodes of Star Trek Voyager.
Yeah, so twice
so
in
two
class.
Episodes.
I mean, that's not bad.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, you'll still get, you know, most of the instruction.
Mm-hmm. So
that's good.
I've been trying to get ready to host friends and go see Kalani, the singer.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Kalani.
Right, I don't know who she is.
Kalani.
Either.
You don't know Kalani?
I mean, I know she sings music.
An R&B singer, Kalani.
Yes. Yes. Oh,
she's really good.
Yes.
Armory.
At the Armory.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You said you're going with people, or are you trying to get people to go?
I'm going with AJ and Paul.
They're going to. Awesome.
Wow, they're down.
Like, awesome.
AJ's like, I'm just going because.
She's good.
Yeah.
I like her music. I'm going to admit I do like her
Paul
music.
Paul is the fan. He's the fangirl.
Of course.
Oh, of course mm-hmm. Paul is.
So they're up from Des Moines.
They will be, yes.
Wow.
They will be. So, up from Des Moines. Cool. When is the concert again?
August 6th.
I will be back in town.
It's like a Thursday.
It's a Thursday.
Yeah.
It's a Thursday because I'll be out
of town. I am wearing my inaugural run of my Ladybug shirt.
Uh-huh.
In, not in memory or in honor, rest in distress, Lindsey Graham.
Oh, poor Lindsey. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Poor Lindsey.
Goodbye forever.
Rotten hell, Lindsey Graham.
Well, okay.
Those are just my ladybugs. I hope you don't mind.
Mm. Oh, my God.
So.
For listeners, if you know the right queer people, there's been a meme going around that is allegedly attributed to what Lindsey Graham said to a male sex worker at one point. So, it's great.
Oh, Lindsey. Well, great. Go on to me after we talk about diarrhea and Lindsey Graham.
Way to open the show.
I know.
Strong start.
Great. This is so... No, that was very interesting, let me tell you.
Mind your lettuce. Oh, it's real. Right. It's real.
Yes. And you can't get it from tossing the other salad.
Thank you.
Oh,
yes.
Oh,
wow.
Sure.
Yeah, we are pretty aware of that one.
That's a different one.
That's a different
salad.
I mean,
Shigella,
there should be no lettuce in there. Okay. And if there is, we're just going to die. All right. So, what have I been going on? What's going on in my life? Well, let's see. Summer school just ended 2 days. So this summer, I have been working summer school to get admin intern hours for my certification. So I did 1 week of elementary, 1 week of middle school, and then the rest of, middle. They were kind of middle.
No.
They, middle. Ugh. Anyway. And then rest was high school. So, and I will say this. This is how I do my analysis or say my analysis for all three levels. Elementary school, they were very, very cute. You might get a demon child, though. I did have an incident where the child was staring at me with the evil look of death. Mm-hmm. Because I called her mom because she was not acting right in class. We had to get her out of class. And actually, when I tried to type the number, she ran to my hand and said, "No!" and tried to stop me from calling the number.
Wow.
The principal was like, "Oh, we are not doing that." And then when she was standing there with the look of death, the principal was like, "I know you're not looking at me like that. It doesn't affect us. So I don't even know why you're doing that." So. But overall, it was cute. It was good. They were adorable. I mean, obviously, some incidents did occur that I totally forgot that can happen in kindergarten. And now I know why kindergarten and first graders do carry an extra clothes.
So the Cyclops got them, too.
No, it wasn't the Cyclops. It was just, the Kool-Aid. Or the apple juice. The box of apple juice.
They were learning water sports. They developed somewhere.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Anyway, and there's Tom.
Way to make it
but,
weird.
Yeah, you just made it extra weird again. Okay. But, it was cool. I enjoyed that 1 week, and I'm glad it was only a week. Middle school, oh, my God. Fifth and sixth graders, they were fine. I dug them. They were cool. They were awesome. Still, young at heart, whatever, and just enjoying stuff when they get those hormones kicking.
Ooh,
leave me alone. Stop talking to me. Oh, my God. The amount of times I heard that. I was just like, okay, all right. So it's very important to build those relationships with the students, but boy, did they have sharp tongues. I was like, what? Like, I ain't even doing it. Look, I'm trying to protect you. Put your phone away before somebody else takes it. I'm actually not trying to take it. But still, you're going to yell at me. But anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it was cool.
Their prefrontal cortices are not fully developed.
Yeah.
To be fair, those develop throughout your whole life.
Indeed. But they are not fully developed.
But anyway, they were just a pain in my butt. The staff that I worked with, they were cool. They were all right. It was a good time. Problem was is that the AC was weirdly working. There were like hot rooms where they switched to the cold rooms. Funding for schools. Come on now, people. HVAC. Anyway. High school, I mean, it was my vibe. It was my, dig. I've been in high school for 15 and a half, almost 16 years, so the sass was there, but they just couldn't handle me. Well, actually, there was one funny story. There was this one girl, this one teenager, walking in a hallway. She's been in a hallway all the time. I mean, you're trying to get your credits. You're trying to get yourself back on track to graduate. So she was in a hallway for a lot. And then there was one time where she was hiding her face with her iPad, and I said, okay, hiding your face does not deny you the fact that you're supposed to be in class. And then she was like, stop rolling your eyes at me. I have a tendency to roll my eyes, as you know. So she was like, why'd you roll your eyes at me? Stop rolling your eyes at me. I said, if you were in class, I wouldn't have to roll my eyes at you. And she did. I was like, mic drop. Mm-hmm. Go to class. Anyway, so that was really, really cool. But I'm just glad it's over. I have like about 5 or 6 weeks to enjoy my summer until it's back in the swing again. Back in the saddle again. Exciting news. Congratulations to Mixed Fit Theater. Had a success, or having, I should say, because we're still in the middle of the run of Cruel Intentions, the musical. Sold out, I want to say, 4 or 5 of the 8 nights. So if people remember, last month we had Maxwell Frodenthal, the president of Mixed Fit Theater and the director of the show. And yeah, and it's been having some great runs. It's been a great time. The cast is doing well. The sound is awesome. The music is awesome. The story is out of this world. If you've ever seen the movie Cruel Intentions, you'll understand why. That movie was just wrong in so many ways and could not be released this day and age. But the show, they do a preface before the show starts. So you know that. So before going into seeing it. But congratulations to Mixed Fit Theater. I'm very excited about that. Pool party's coming up this Saturday with my friends and everything. Well, I don't know about you now.
Right.
With your
bacterial.
Well, it's not bacterial. It's a parasite.
It's a parasite, mm-hmm. which causes some, you know, root beer distress out of the butt. So I don't think we want to put that in the pool.
Look, we're at the paste stage now, so I might be.
Is it pasting now?
It is pasted.
Okay.
Pasting.
Pasty.
Like squeezing a toothpaste tube.
Okay. So delightful. So that's happening. I'm looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. And finally, my second trip for the summer will be going home to New York and New Jersey. I'm going to be singing for one of my best friend's 50th birthday. He asked me to sing 4 songs. I'm looking forward to that. But also, I'm going to see my family and try to see some shows on Broadway.
And stay out.
Yes, maybe stay out. You never know. It's going to happen coming soon, maybe.
What are you?
Just saying.
Goodbye forever.
Goodbye forever. Bye. It was wonderful. East Coast, what? Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Virginia's cool. So.
What are you singing?
I will be singing a song from Sam Cooke, Not a Change Is Gonna Come. It's
for a wedding.
It's not a wedding. It's his birthday.
Oh, birthday. Sorry.
Is it called Lay It All On Me? It's kind of a duet type song. He asked me to sing that. Hmm. Interstate Love Song by Stone Temple Pilots.
Wow.
And then I will be doing a solo of Open Letter to a Landlord. From Living Color. He really wants me to sing that one. He was like, you are not leaving Jersey without singing this. I'm like, okay.
Wow.
And then we are also going to do, and we do have to practice, Under Pressure. Queen and David Bowie. Yes, I'm Freddie Mercury. Yeah, I'm in that note, people.
Wow.
It'll happen. It'll come out one way or another. So it'll be just good.
Singing. You're singing an entire set of music.
Yes, like it's 4 songs. Minutes. He's doing like he's playing with his band. Like
wow.
7 or 8 songs.
Oh, so
and
they're a musician.
He wants me to sing for. Yeah, he's a bassist.
So can I ask you a question?
Yes.
If you like performing and you love music, why the hell are you a teacher?
Because it pays bills, and when I was younger, I was scared to get into an industry like that, which is so cutthroat.
I hear you.
It's so hard. And I know people are like, oh my God, you're fantastic. I get it. It was just my mindset. I felt that the safe route was education because I love math. So that's why.
Weird.
It is weird. It is weird. But that doesn't mean. But that doesn't mean. I mean, my brother, my older brother, he's an actor on the side, but he's been doing Port Authority for about 30 something years. But he has an agent, has some acting gigs and whatnot. So who knows? I might do that.
Might.
I might actually do that. Why not?
I might win the lottery. I might get my land back.
So, oh my God. So, yes, that's what's going on in my life. Alfred, what's going on in your life?
Oh my God. So, the National Convergence for Democracy is still happening. The organization I work for is hosting a national gathering for organizers, faith leaders, basically anyone who is in the organized resistance to the authoritarianism that is going on in the United States, who saw what we did during Operation Metro Surge and wants to learn. learn how we did it is welcome to join. So,
We did it well.
Work has just been conference, fundraising, conference, fundraising. So that's been like all of my working time. And I've been getting very good at telling my boss, I am at capacity today.
Good for finally.
Because what I will just do is I will just say like, yep, I can do it. You'll get it next week. And then next week will come and I'll still be inundated and she'll be like, when do I get that? I'm like, it's still this week. It's still, I said next week. I didn't say Friday. I didn't say Monday.
Oh my
I said next
God.
Week. Anyway, so yeah. So that's, but the Convergence for Democracy is still happening and it's like this, this big beast. That we are trying to, and like that's the thing is like it's not even. I've done conferences. I started out in high school organizing conferences through my school, and like yeah, they're a beast, but like that's why you have 30 people involved in the planning.
Well, yeah, I mean you have a committee. Mm-hmm. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to have committees, not have one person do it all by themselves.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's the learning curve.
Yeah, that's how we did our 50th anniversary for my fraternity.
Mm-hmm.
So for did folks it better who, than others. But
for
anyway.
Folks who want to learn more about the National Convergence for Democracy, you can go to tendingthesoil.org, tendingthesoil.org/ N as in Nancy, C as in Charlie, D as in Daniel, 26, NCD 26. And there's more information there. Yeah, and then I am on the Circle Board of Directors, Tom.
It's like you're important or something.
Oh my God.
I know. For listeners at home who have been playing along for the last 6 years, I originally came here to be the managing editor of The Circle, which is the native newspaper here in Minneapolis, and struggled at that job for 2 years before ultimately like resigning/being fired.
You've gone so far left and you've come back right.
Yes.
And now you're on their board?
Now I'm on the board. Not only on the board, I am the treasurer.
I'm the treasurer for Mixed Fit Theater,
which is like Tom has been the treasurer of several organs. Tom is the treasurer of like Out Front
Minnesota.
And so like I have this idea in my head that like I'll just like coordinate with accountants and sign whatever forms and blah blah blah. No ma'am, you are
all those people.
I sent an email at one point. I was like, I'm basically half of a finance director, so I'm carving out intentional time on Mondays to do finance work because
you got to keep your board in check sometimes as well when you want to do things. Like, oh, I could just pay somebody this and that. And like no,
we don't have the money for that.
No. And don't do that. Just paper trail. I want memos. I want receipts. I want everything.
The budget projections are not where you need them to be right now.
Right. Yeah. Don't be messing with my stuff.
They'll be where you need it to be in 6 months, not 3 months.
Correct. So it's just like it's just very important. Like there's no big deal. It's just $100. No.
Well, so. I'm also supporting the new managing editor, the chief editor, as we call him, Robert Pilot, who hosts Native Roots Radio, which is also carried here on KFAI. And he has a vision, and we've already relaunched as a quarterly magazine, which is gorgeous. And so like the goal for that is to kind of turn into do what I want to do when I first joined, when I first took over, which was like turn it into like an online news and do the advertising through the website. Mm-hmm. And at the time, the board was not ready for that. It was so hilarious. I was like, I want to do this. And they're like, why? The advertising isn't in the paper. So why would we spend money on the website? Yeah.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
And every time I tried to do something new, they fought me on it. And I was like, oh, okay. Okay. So you want the change. You don't want to actually do the change. Got it. Okay. And that's why I struggled for 2 years. I was like, okay. So, okay, great. And
now you're back to suffer more.
No, I'm here to support because like that was the thing. I was like, Robert has the vision. He gets it. He knows what needs to happen.
Okay, well, that's good. And as long as you have that one person.
Yeah, and so like,
and
my
said
job
he's
is
the editor in chief.
Yes. Okay. The chief editor. Yes.
Oh, sorry, chief.
So my job as the treasurer is to not necessarily tell him no. It's mostly to be like, okay, all right, let's see what that looks like in terms of the cash flow. Let's see, you know, like what I tell Tom is like, I'm gonna get to yes. Let me get to yes. Yeah. Let me work on this so I can get to yes. And so that's kind of the work. And so it's been great. I really feel excited about the direction of the circle, and like, it's been around for longer than I've been alive. So it started as the newsletter for the Minneapolis American Indian Center back in like 78 after the Indian Center started. And
I'm older than that.
Yeah. You're older than this publication.
I'm older than the publication.
And so back at the time, like what launched it on its own was it was journalistic integrity and like independence. So at the time the Indian Center's leadership wanted to control what was written and everything, and they said, no, we're a newspaper. We don't. Nobody tells us what to write, and so it launched off onto its own nonprofit, and it's been there ever since. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah. So I'm very excited for that.
Well, good for you.
I am also now on the advisory board for the Two Spirit Center for Equity.
How many boards are you on now?
Not enough.
One.
I just realized it's because
three,
you're...
Four. Because I'm on four boards.
Okay.
Yep.
Right.
He's at least slowly letting go of the whiteboards.
Yes. Yes. Very much so. I'm like, oh, the white people are not ready for that change. Okay. All right. You do what you need to do. Go. Go be successful.
Go be successful. Uh-huh.
So I sat in on my first meeting with the advisory council, and it was very good. Like, it's a national council or national center. It's based in Denver, and it's more Western. There are a lot more Western tribes that are affiliated with it. So like in California, Nevada, Colorado, Wyoming, Montana. So like a lot of Western tribes. And so I am the token Midwesterner. I'm like, yep, I live in Minneapolis and I'm from South Dakota. Yeah, I can
do
that.
You don't hear that a lot. Uh-huh. Because a lot of Midwesterners just stay.
Yeah.
So it's not like a token.
No, I'm the token Midwesterner.
A lot of my friends that I know here who was in the DC area, they moved back. So they were token Midwesterners when they were in DC. But no, they moved back.
Yeah.
So
I'm excited. It's not a full board position. It is advisory council, and we're being invited to go to their retreat in the fall, and it is all expenses paid. So I was like, yes, please. I'll do that.
Oh,
yeah.
This is how Alfred gets his vacation.
No, seriously. People are like, do you like to travel? I'm like, if somebody else pays for it and it's for work, yeah.
And there you go.
And the final thing, so the Avenues for Youth grand opening on the new shelter is happening.
That's awesome.
Next Thursday, July 30th. So I think we'll even post information on our Facebook page. Is happening July 30th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. for the general public. The address is 1404 North 8th Avenue in Minneapolis, North Minneapolis. It is a gorgeous new facility that Catherine Mears, the executive director, fundraised and stewarded and shepherded and helped build, and like just an amazing, amazing facility that like it not only has room for like individual youth to have their own space, but also like for families. So that's the thing I love about Avenues, like they recognize that like families experience homelessness too, so like they get to be in the shelter as well, and there's also a program that helps them to transition into a rent situation where they're paying regular rent.
That is the coolest thing. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy Avenues for Youth.
You want to join the board? You want to come join our board?
I'm on two.
Look, I'm on four. I'm fine.
No, you're not.
I am fine. I just don't ever text anyone. That's all.
Exactly. That's why we're like, no. I have no social life. I already do enough stuff that
prohibits
me from having a social life.
I realized I hadn't left the house today in 3 days when I came to the state. I was like, oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
You leave every day.
I know.
Even if a random...
I just
you don't walk around Target anymore, but
no.
Well, it's Walmart now.
Walmart. Yeah. I know. Ain't that crazy?
Mm-hmm. We're Walmart.
We are Walmart people now. Isn't that? I don't get
Walmart
it.
Walmart and Costco. I do. I still. Oh, I Costco, do Costco, course, yes. But like they have banker's hours basically. So
Costco.
Yeah.
Just like pretty much. They're closed at 6. Weird.
Okay. See, I'm good when it comes to gas.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, Costco gas. I'm great. Which is $3.89. Ugh.
Can you imagine?
I just. Mm-hmm. We thought we saw, you know, a light at the end of the tunnel. We thought.
Not.
But then we look at our president and like no.
No. No, did you hear what he did today?
So yes, okay. I did. I saw the post. So, if people don't
for listeners. So like he got them to sign like so this is even just for Saudi Arabia. God, like he
oh, you're talking about Saudi Arabia. See, I was talking about something else where he doesn't understand how primaries work.
Oh, yeah. That's right. He won in every.
I'm like, you are nut.
Yeah, your candidates won the primary.
Yeah.
That means they go on to the general
election. They didn't win none. Arizona become Republican. I'm like, wow.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'm just going to sit here.
Yeah.
Anyway. But anyway,
we have someone on the magic box. The Discord, there we go.
I'm like,
the magic box.
Uh-huh.
The TV.
The TV, yes.
Thank you, Eurovision fan. They said they're very proud of me.
Oh, good, yes. Good. At least somebody is.
Oh, wow. No, well,
sorry, yikes. Open door, I walked yikes. Through. But you no, did. No, he's, oh my God. I read it and I was just like, wait a minute, why is he getting all like, excited? I don't.
What did you do about Saudi Arabia?
But what about Saudi Arabia? Right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So he got them to agree to like a civilian nuclear development deal, and like they signed the dotted line. They're ready to go. And then he announces on his Truth Social that like, and you have to agree to the Abraham Accords. And everyone's like, wait, we didn't agree to that. And now people are like, well, does that mean that there's, what right. do, you know, he's just throwing everything into constitutional crisis. The president is an Enneagram 8. I don't know if you know this, Tom. So for folks who follow the Enneagram, the Enneagram 8s are challengers, which is also my boss. Which is also one of our former bosses. So it like this entire environment, I'm just like, yeah, it's gonna, okay, you got everything you wanted. Oh, now you're gonna add another condition. Okay.
What is, why am I asking what is wrong with him? I should be asking right with him.
He
right?
lived through the 80s without, you know, overdosing on, just like, on cocaine. So
wow.
It's got to go somewhere.
That's a different type of Kool-Aid, not the elementary Kool-Aid.
Right. Anyway.
But, yeah, anyway. That's
do we want to take a musical break? I have
oh, my God. That'll be awesome. What you got?
What do I have? We can do a Madonna or we can do a Lestat.
Ooh. Well, we're going to be talking about Lestat later, so make sure you
do Lestat.
I will play Lestat.
Okay. Yes. We'll be right back.
This is Lady J inviting you to join me on the Blues Cruise, Friday, September 4th. We'll be grooving to the music of Steve Clark and Dorothy Doring, but mostly we'll be celebrating my recent award as Amper's Broadcaster of the Year. We'll party Minnesota style with boats, blues, and with me, the Broadcaster of the Year. Tickets are available at kfai.org/bluescruise for Friday, September 4th, 7:30 p.m. I'll see you there.
Support for KFAI comes in part from the Cloudland Theater, presenting Moon Bato, Saturday, September 12th. Moon Bato take the Cloudland stage with their signature brand of psychedelic pop and space rock. Moon Bato channels sounds of the acid soap of the 60s via a lush paisley underground Django, where swirling music melds with spacey vocals to create a far-out dreamy trip. Opening the show are Sunken Plains and Super Haiku. More information about Moon Bato is available at cloudlandtheater.com.
KFAI. Each program pre-recorded, individually sanitized, and wrapped for your protection.
Welcome back to Fresh Fruit, the nation's longest-running weekly queer radio show. I'm your co-host, Alfred Walkenbull, here with Malcolm Lee.
Lestat rocks!
And Comrade Tom.
I like your beard.
What is up with the Kesha reference? I like your beard.
I don't know. The way the song ended.
I like your beard.
It's sort of like the guitar stops and there's just the drum.
You love.
Hit.
You love.
As you know,
your love is my drug. The
Lestat interview with the vampire season 3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
ended.
Yeah, what? That was okay. Spoiler alert! If you haven't watched it, but you should have watched it by now.
Yeah,
right. I mean, come on.
Well, it's Thursday. Ended last week. Yeah, I
mean, it ended on Sunday.
There's no such thing as
you know,
spoilers,
like, look,
you experience it. When
so
you
if you get if you complain, be like, thanks guys for ruining me. They're gonna be like, thanks guys, and now watching the show, you don't have a life anyway.
pony up the $6 for AMC Plus. It's fine.
Yeah, that too. I mean, and they'll repeat it on AMC regular. But anyway, no, it threw me for a loop when they cut their heads off, and then I had to rewind and be like, oh no, they're not dead.
No.
Because they're vampires. Mm. They can't die when you do that. So
yep.
But the whole Louis and Armand That was just deep. That was way deep. And to involve the girl that looked like...
oh, my God. That was so sick.
That was sick.
It was Fraudia. Just...
Looked like Claudia.
Fraudia.
Fraudia.
That's what he called her.
Fraudia.
Fraudia. Uh-huh.
That was the deepest... I mean, that was intense.
It was so sad. It was like sad. What I thought was like, oh, yeah, that's right. Like when you find the stand-in for the whatever. But like the seance scene.
That was great.
That was really good. Ooh. The seance scene was fantastic because
they call Claudia back and she let them have it.
Uh-huh. And well deserved. I agree. Well deserved. I agree. Claudia, you know, hats off to you, boo.
They spend like what 90 years feeling sad about her,
right?
And then she comes back. She's like, "I hate you all."
Right. I hate you even more. I was like, "Wow, you hate Louis more than Lestat." So no, that was a pretty awesome scene.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty awesome scene. Effed up, but awesome.
I feel like the reason why it's on the show is because like it has a very queer ending where like the toxic exes get back together.
That does happen from time to time. You know who you are. If you're listening, you know who you is.
Mm-hmm. How many gays in the metro have like adopted a child to think it's gonna save our marriage?
Right.
You're so cute. A child does not save a marriage. It kind of maybe makes it worse. But anyway,
now you've involved a third person,
right? And now
wasn't that what they said in like season two or something? Like, oh, then we had to involve a third person,
right?
Yes,
that didn't help
failed
the situation.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, it was interesting how this whole revelation of how their whole history just came out in this finale, and it was just like, yeah, it's messed up. I mean, the reasons to bring for Lestat to bring Louis and then Louis to get involved with Armand, it was just a hot mess. Mm-hmm. Like all the reasons were just wrong. Every single one of them wrong. But Louis and Lestat, they're meant for each other. They're a hot mess.
It was nice to see Akasha in like, oh, okay.
That's right. We weren't here. Uh-huh. Akasha.
Yes.
That actress, I forgot her name, mm-hmm. but Akasha.
Mm-hmm.
Mic drop. She's not eligible for the Emmy this, but please do not forget her.
Mm-hmm.
Come next year for the Emmys. Because guest actress and a drop. Come on.
Mm.
Come on. She knocked that out. I was like, chill.
Is it because she didn't have enough stage time?
Yes. That is why.
Burps.
It's not a supporting. Time. Yeah, screen time. It's not supporting. It was just one episode and whatnot. So.
Sheila.
But that one episode.
Sheila Atom.
Mm-hmm. She was amazing.
She was amazing.
My concern is about the accent. That's all. It's so Aaliyah did the same accent
right.
in Queen of the Damned.
Right.
And so like part of it is like, you should have made it your own.
Hmm.
But aren't they from that country? What country are they from?
Egypt.
Is it Akasha? Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, they can have that accent.
I guess. I don't know. I was just like, it felt like she was doing an impression of Aaliyah.
I didn't sense that at all. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I didn't sense that at all. But I can see how people can see that. But mm-hmm. I did not see that.
You did not, yes.
Mm-hmm. I did not. Mm-hmm. I was just watched and entrenched and just like staring at
it
the
It was
screen.
A very good scene. It was good.
It was.
Very good in it. Yes.
Yeah. Butter.
Well done.
Butter. So again, thumbs up or thumbs down on the finale for Lestat then?
I feel like I wanted to take a screenshot of who's Lestat's maker? Not Magnus. What's his name?
What's his name?
They show him in like the music video or something.
Yeah, what isn't that does it start with a T? I forget. I don't know.
I was Magnus.
Magnus. No, who am I thinking? Marius. Marius is
Marius.
The...
Marius. Okay.
Is the other one. Okay, so yeah, Magnus. I wanted to take a screenshot and just be like, that's how I feel on a first date.
Yeah, uh-huh. Where he was dreaming with all this uh-huh.
He had
karma.
That, like, stars in his eyes, and he was like...
Although I do feel it's, like, a little unfair that they gave Louis 2 years to tell the story and Lestat 1 season.
Well...
To tell his side.
Is there a season 4?
I mean, there better be.
There better be a season four.
I mean, that.
Then they gotta finish it, or is that it?
Yeah, I mean, like they have.
Is this it?
I think they're gonna go into like the conversion.
Right. Oh right, right, the conversion.
The great conversion.
The great conversion.
Also, what's his name? Justin. What's his butt? Playing the Watcher.
The actor. Yeah, he's really good. That
Justin
was also
Kirk.
Justin Kirk.
Very
yeah,
good.
Yeah, so he was good. Was like, he's such a good actor. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's really cool.
I loved him in Angels in America from the very beginning.
Yeah.
You get to see his peen.
Oh.
Well, good for his peen. His peen got, you know, coverage. Uh-huh.
At least back then it was real.
It's true. It was.
Except for Boogie Nights.
I don't think they really evolved into real prosthetics yet.
Yeah.
There was prosthetics for Boogie Nights. It's like, I am a star.
But
I'm a huge, big star.
I'm a fan of Lestat.
Yes. Thumbs up.
It was fun.
Well done.
Congrats. It was fun. It was a good time.
Yes. I had some concerns, and then I was like, okay, it's fine. It's fine. It scratches the itch.
It scratches feels like the itch.
I think I had to have a glass of wine after that.
It feels like...
I really did.
It was like, it feels like one of your soundtracks, Alfred, from like your emo, your emo days.
Yeah. There's a lot of that. I was like, This would have been great for Sad Alfred of 2008. I think Sad Alfred would have loved this. Mm-hmm. Also, yeah, so Armand's little recovery, like shenanigans, like was hilarious. It was hilarious. I don't know that I've ever done my amends that way, but this was a cover. This was a cover.
True. To get to that.
What is it, like plumbing the depths of my soul or something? I was like, no.
That was very him.
It's not how it's
done.
You
remember that artist him? Is he still around?
Oh,
the emo
artist
him.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God.
Probably.
Everyone
Lip up the wings of a butterfly. That's the only song I know. Mm-hmm. I think that was the hit.
So... Mm-hmm. Two thumbs up for Lestat.
Yes.
Two thumbs up and
two thumbs down for Madonna.
We are not giving two thumbs down for Madonna. Oh my goodness.
A thumb down and a thumb up for Madonna. It's just It's just a snooze for me.
I don't think it's a snooze. See, you're agreeing with my other best friend because he thought so too. He was like,
Yeah.
See, I enjoyed it.
The thing that it feels like the gestalt of it all is that Confession. I wasn't expecting Confessions 1, but what I liked about Confessions 1 is that it had variety and it like risked something. So like Confessions was the first Confessions was in 2006, and like the I remember thing when I heard it, the track Isaac. You remember Isaac?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was like 5 years after 9/11. Like, nobody was doing anything, anything touching Middle Eastern culture
for
like 10 years after 9/11.
Right.
Unless if it was like 24 or like painting every Middle Easterner as a villain. And so, like, she did that track. And I was like, ooh, look at you, Madonna, provocateur. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, well done.
Well, she was also doing was it Hinduism?
Kabbalah.
So.
Yeah. That was the vibe of the first Confessions, was that like, oh, these are all new and different and like, ooh, yes, this is all new. This just kind of felt like a stylistic stew of all of her greatest hits.
Yeah, I felt it was definitely like a continuation, like if you were in a club and just her track to track. Like, this isn't an album. What I'll say is that Confessions, you can listen to Confessions 1, like, just the singles, and be happy. That's how I feel. With Confessions 2, I have a hard time listening to, like, singles. Mm. Like, I feel the vibe of the whole album from beginning to end, and maybe that's why I like it, because it does have that different vibe. I'm not going to say it's, like, the greatest. I don't think it's like one of her greatest albums. I know a lot of people say, oh my God, it's the greatest. I don't think it's the greatest, but I do thoroughly enjoy the vibe of the album. And it does bring me back to like those Coliseum days in New Jersey. Hey! But anyway, yeah, so.
I was so underwhelmed by it that I did.
He wrote three pages
of notes in my notebook.
And he's going to read them all and we're going to, you know, judge him.
No.
That's what we're going to do.
The highlights are, for me, the track Everything. What I wrote was Auto-Tune meets Daft Punk and Darude. It was very much but the one I loved was Love Sensation, because what I wrote was something exclamation point. Hints of Chicago House and backing vocals that nod toward Avalanches. An homage to Loliotta Holloway? Question mark.
That is a good one. I like Good for the Soul myself. I know you said you skipped. Danceteria is a good song too. I enjoyed that one.
What did I write about Danceteria? Hints of the Austin Powers song.
Right. That was
Beautiful
kind of funny
Stranger.
You said that.
Yes.
Beautiful Stranger. Now that you say that, I'm going to listen back and be like, oh my God, that's right. Mm-hmm. Or wrong, but we'll see.
I liked Fragile. I said something moderately genuine, a callback to Little Star from Ray of Light. Good for the sad girlies.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I got to the end. When you get to the end of the album, you're just like, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'll agree. Like, there were two or three songs, like, okay.
I agree with
some people where they say it was probably too long of an album. I'll agree with that. But, I mean.
She doesn't got that much time left. So,
wow. Okay.
Gotta get it all out, girl.
Okay, wow.
But yeah.
She ain't doing it for the money.
I mean, she might be.
She might be. You know, you don't know.
It's Madonna.
Whoa. I got it by the island.
My sins are my savior. I wrote Enigma Redux. Remember Enigma?
I do remember Enigma, yes. Sa. Tima.
I love
return
some
to when it's
breathy French with some dancing. So throw in some Gregorian chants. We're back in the 90s. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Back in the 90s.
Hey, Isaac did the same thing. Okay, anyway.
Anyway, by the end, I said the test, I said, love a good public apology to Lola. She starts out being like, I'm so sorry that I subject you to fame.
And it's with Lola.
Lola.
Yeah.
And then by LES, I said, girl, are you okay?
You okay?
Well, that's why I said girl, it's the last song. Okay? I'm like, okay, girl, come on now.
Uh-huh.
No, it just seemed a little bit long. Mm-hmm. It was a little bit long about, but I still enjoyed it. So.
Yes.
I liked playing it on vinyl. It sounded great.
Do we have a gay anthem of 2026 then?
Oh, my God. I don't know.
This was a topic for the Pride show. So
it was. And it was hard. But I don't know if there really is one for 2026.
I think the Runway song, Gaga's Runway song, was the
best
we got.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we can't play that, people. You know why.
Yeah.
I think it is. Maybe it is Runway.
Maybe we just weren't listening.
I was trying to listen. I mean, for the pool party, I'll see what the 2026 gay playlist plays on Apple Music. But it was just, I couldn't find one.
Indeed.
So maybe it is that one.
All right. We have to take a break and hear some messages from our friends.
Friends.
And we will be right back.
FF.
Stop it.
Wow.
Programming on KFAI is brought to you in part by The Dakota. Presenting Cecile McLaurin-Salvant, Friday, September 4th. Visual artist, composer, and jazz chanteuse. Cecile McLaurin-Salvant brings her latest release, Every Breath I Take, to the Dakota stage. Filled with smoky, sultry vocals, Cecile McLaurin-Salvant brings the new emotion and narration to newly arranged songs from Stephen Sondheim, Cy Coleman, Noel Coward, Duke Ellington, Billy Strayhorn, and more. More information about Cecile McLaurin-Salvant at the Dakota is available at dakotacooks.com. But what has been?
Out here on the range, social distance isn't a problem. But them recording booths is small at KFAI, so this program was pre-recorded so as it could be broadcast at this time.
You are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM. This is Fresh Fruit, the nation's longest running weekly queer radio show. I'm your co-host, Alfred Walkenbull, here with Malcolm Lee. And Comrade Tom.
I mean, they're Danish. They're from a white country.
And a buch. 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 I was clearing my throat every time we were saying it. Mm-hmm. Buch.
Buch. So, yeah.
Wow. So, let's talk about some local news before we get on off this air.
I think the only thing interesting was that Lavender Magazine published its last trashy periodical. Hooray, indeed. I know. I think I did a collective. I think most of us who are on the good side of the world did a collective celebration.
Yes.
I was like, okay. It's just,
you weren't serving the community.
You weren't serving the community, Lavender. I'm sorry, but not sorry in saying this. You were not serving the community. Mm-hmm, you weren't.
Then of course,
I tried your Thirsty Thursdays, your first Thirsty Thursdays, and they were not thirsty.
No,
they were kind of, you know, stuck up in the butt. But no. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you know, they basically released a statement saying we're fine as a movement. Nothing's wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why you're
And
close.
Then, you know, our people that we support and care about got on the case and was like, no.
We are not done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Jason Buckland says, peace, Lavender.
Peace. See ya.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
See ya.
Remember when the publisher called P-Fun terrorists?
Yes, that's what I told. This is what I put on Facebook. I was like, so, just so you know, when Jamar Clark was killed and P-Fund and all the other gay orgs did a solidarity statement in 2015?
Yes.
And he released it. He said, did he call or did he send an email?
No, he just sent an email.
He sent an email and was like, it's such a shame to see you become terrorists and embrace destruction of private property. And we're like, what? because there was an occupation in front of the precinct on the north side.
Precinct four.
And so Tom, Trina, and I ran supplies up there. Like, I remember I got a bundle of wood and I was like, here you go. And
yeah.
We got water and everything. We were like, here you go for the cause, whatever. Anyway, so that's what he said is we were terrorists embracing celebrating destruction of private property.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that happened.
So goodbye and good riddance.
And then they did a whole cover on the police one year too.
Yeah,
it was just
it's mm-hmm. yeah. Part of me wants to relaunch a community magazine, but then I'm already saving another community magazine. So
yeah, you're doing the circle.
You know,
it's a lot of work.
Well, and you know, Fresh Fruit, we at least are keeping up with the times, right?
That's very true.
True that.
That's very true.
True that.
At least I think we are.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to as we get older.
Oh no, dear.
What happened?
What's wrong?
Breaking news.
Oh.
Yes. Well, I mean, breaking news. No, our friend Jason Buckland sent this story. Oh, dear. Yeah. Aliveness Project says it's losing $450,000 a year in HIV prevention funding as CDC ends community grant program. Good grief.
Yeah.
Ugh. So.
I think we have such wonderful leaders for our country.
I mean, I feel like our governor could just, take all the federal money that we send out of state to pay for other people. Like, just keep it within the state.
Yeah. Mm.
The Fortune 500 companies are here for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, the leadership that we have.
Anyway.
Yeah.
In this country, it's just phenomenal.
Well, you've spent another wonderful hour here with us. We're happy to have you. Thank you so much to Miguel and Nora and all of our other Fresh Fruit co-hosts, Rox, Dixie, Shimmer, Quinn, Via Gomez, and all the other wonderful people who make this station and this radio show possible.
We love you all.
Stay tuned for Travelrama Fa Fa Fa.
Goodbye forever.
Bye.
Goodbye forever.
We'll be right back. It's all around you and it's